All right, okay, Rabbi Isai. We are learning tonight Siman Tov Lamed Alev, Zman B'dikas Chometz. We start a little bit. We're learning greater details about Zman B'dikas Chometz. Let's start. There's a very important Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Kot Meis, which I want to see properly. It's one of those really essential ones that we need to really remember. Okay, so let's start again. Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, which is Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, which is in page Gimel in our editions. Betchilas Leil Yudale, beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan. What day of the week does it fall this year? Anybody know? When is Leila Seder Loi. Lubadu Pesach. Nissan, yeah, it's here. So Leila Seder is on Thursday. Wednesday night is Leila Seder. So B'dikas Chometz is on Tuesday night. Okay.
Wednesday night is
Thursday,
Friday, going
to
the
Shabbos. Oh, 3 days, yeah.
Okay,
so on Leil B'dikas Chometz, Plotkin is a Chometz Le'Oir HaNeir, we do B'dikas Chometz Le'Oir HaNeir, with candle. Gemara discussed in the first peg of Psochim extensively, why Dafka Le'Oir HaNeir, and the Gemara discussed why it's better than Avuka, you mustn't use a fire, it's also, you can't use the daylight, you have to use the Oir HaNeir B'dafka B'chayrin, in holes of the stocking, when there's like a little cracks, that's right. All the places which the normies do actually bring their chometz in there. We saw Sifkot in Aleph and Mishnah Berurah that tells us that we've got to do B'dikas Chometz when it's at the beginning of the night and not wait too long after that. We will discuss in Mishnah in due course about the discussion about Ma'irev or B'dikas Chometz first, because they both seem to start at the same time. But let us look at the underlying reason why we've got to do B'dikas Chometz. And the reason why Chachamim established the Takon of B'dikas Chometz, and that's what Mishnah Berurah explains, is if cotton based. Let us see this properly. Second one line over here. Perkin is a Chometz. V'gam tzorich levat les Chometz. We also need to do Bittel Chometz. Come on, Siman Tov Lamedalet. That's discussed later. We'll be discussing that probably end of this week, that there is also an obligation to do Bittel Chometz. So we've got to do B'dikas Chometz and Bittel Chometz. Now, we've got to be clear that when we talk about B'dikas Chometz, that's also mavur in the Gemara. What does literally B'dikas Chometz mean? So B'dikas means checking. Oh, but when we talk about B'dikas Chometz, many times we're not only referring to the B'dikas Chometz, it would make sense just to check it, it also refers to removing of it, getting rid of it. So here in this context, we're learning that, yes, you've got to do B'dikas Chometz, but obviously if you do find it, you've got to get rid of it as well.
Why has it become sort of commonly known as B'dikas Chometz?
Because there's also an actual, there is a takana, there's a gzera of actually doing B'dika as well. Some of the answers actually what the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain through now. So let's see. Humina Torah on a Torah level, Be'echon and Sagi. Really, one of them is sufficient because the Kshemavat LeBelibo Mafkiro. The Gemara explains extensively that if you do a bittel belief, if you annul the chometz in your heart, Mafkiroi, and you are mafkid. Now, Mishnah Berurah uses the lashon Mafkiroi, which means what does Mafkiroi mean? Hefka, which means that he's making it ownerless. Now, this is not all. It's a nusach which the Rishonim discuss. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah puts it over here. When you do the Bittel Chometz and you're making it ownerless, because that's what, to some extent, Bittel is, Shuv Enishalo, it's not yours anymore, Ve'ein Oiver Olov, and it's not yours to be Oiver Bali Rol Bali Matze. For Kol Ksheng, Sheboit Goy Mechapes Achov, and similarly also, when you are, even more so, when you are checking the Chometz, Umechapes Achov, you're seeking it, Umevarim in Oilum, and you're removing it from this world. So, why do you need to do both? Either do B'dikas Chometz, which means B'dika and this, the destruction of the Chometz, that either do that or do the Bittul. Bittul, we're learning, is also a way of, if you do Bittul Chometz, then it's not yours anymore, so it's not Bali or Bali Matze, you can't be Oiv anymore. So why do you have to do both? Either do physical removal of the Chometz through B'dika Or you do the bittul. Why do you need to do both? It's a very good question. Yep. Yes. You probably have done. Why the hashposa? Because hashposa means that you're not over on. Hashposa is probably got to do with the fact you're mashpise in a way that you're not over on bali roi bali
motze. You destroyed your ownership.
I'm
asking you, you've got rid of the low tar cell of bali roi bali motze.
David, you mekayim mitzvah of tashpisu. Yeah, I seem to remember that many Yerushalayim hold that you are mekayim tashpisu with mitzvah seder ha'ayis with tashpisu b'vitl. Yeah. Oh, so let's see. Once again, let's just get this clear. But the Mishnah Berurah's initial question is mamash, a key question. Why did you do bittul and bdika with biur? Ella only. Shechazal ichmiru chomim were obligated, they made an obligation. They were machmir, they were stringent on us. It's not good enough to do one of them. And that's a discussion in the first break of Psochim. Hello, b'shneim dafki. You've got to do both. You need to do bittul and you need to do bdika and biur. Lefi. Shechosh should they concerned. Acha bittul. Acha sha bittul tolbe machshafton. Since the bittul is dependent on machshafton, machshafton shabne odom, over there is saying. It's toile in their mind, in their heart. It's a cognitive, should we put it, it's a cognitive act for the person, it's a cognitive consciousness that you need to be mevatel. It's something which goes to a person's mind. Ulai, perhaps, Yira Beini Odom, Sheish Lechometz, Be'at Kamo Alofim Lehavkir. And since Bittul means that you're actually physically being mafkir, you're making ownerless, and could be perhaps you have this really expensive 7-layer cake, or let's say Swiss roll, perhaps, yeah. Which, by the way, has nothing to do with, let's get this clear, yeah. Has nothing to do with, it's nothing in Switzerland, they're not considered, It's nothing to do with Switzerland. It's just it's like Danish. I don't think in Denmark they've got, you know. So it might be a very, very valuable chometz, and you don't want to remove it. In contemporary terms, assuming that shares are, you have your own bali roi bali motze on shares, if you own shares of whiskey, or bakery. Yeah, if you own, and you're saying, you know, I'm a vatle with all my heart. What do you mean you're a vatle with all your heart? You've got things worth thousands of pounds or hundreds of pounds. You're a vatle. You don't really mean it. So the chomim were very concerned of that, and therefore ulayero be'enav shedil chomets ba'at kamalof melafkir ve'av shebefiv yoima shebotel ve'hefka ve'choshiv kaf. Although with his mouth he may take a say, this is bottle and it's ownerless and it's hefka and it's like dust. Mikomokim, nevertheless, liboy in his heart, genuinely, loy kain yachshoiv. In his heart, this is not genuine, it's not truthful. Vloy vatlena belev sholem, and he doesn't do a truthful, genuine bittul. And therefore, vari oiv valiroe, whilst he does say the words, but nevertheless, since he doesn't mean it, he is oiv on valiroe balimotze. So we do understand that the bittul in its own is not good enough. And I think we can really understand that. Share lo yoytzi mebeisu, because they actually didn't remove it out of his house, and therefore he's going to be over bali roi bali motze. But additionally, shema mitoich shiregilim bo kol hashana, since we are used to having chometz in our house throughout the entire year, imya beveisu v'rishusoy, if the chometz remains in his house and in his domain, just by doing bittul, it's still in his house though. Gazinon, we are goyzer, we decreed. Shishkach, then he may forget. V'yovalechol, and he's going to end up eating. That means that you may have been done a bittul. He said, I don't care about these biscuits. I don't want those biscuits. Maybe when you're hungry, it's suddenly not realizing you're opening and you're eating it because it's something which you're used to doing the whole year round. Therefore, the bittul itself, for those two reasons, is not sufficient. V'lochein, therefore, tiknu chazal sh'af b'shem vatel, although you did bittul lo yisak, it's not enough, helo tzach livdoik, you need to search it, levaroi, to remove it min ha'olam from this world, mikomokim, now that's tzach levatel gamken. On the other hand, removing it is not good enough. Why is removing it not good enough? Just do bdika and beer is also not good enough. Why? Because perhaps, you might not find. Shem lo yivdoik yofe, perhaps you're not going to search properly. Ve'yimotze chometz v'pesach. And you might find chometz v'pesach v'avolor. You're going to be over. Therefore, it's not good enough to just do the bdika and beer, because perhaps you didn't do it genuinely good enough. Bdika and Biur. And you might find in the middle of Pesach, you might find a bit of something, and then it's going to be over by the Rabbanot. Therefore, Chomim said, after the Bdika and Biur, you still need to do Bittul Chometz. That's what we've got to do both.
No,
no, you're mevatlit anyway. Mevatlit anything.
You said that that's not enough. So you have to do...
The bitl itself is not good enough because you might end up eating it. Not because you're just like used to it.
Right, so you have to do
biur. That's why you need to do biur.
And then if you've done biur now and you do find something, you say it's okay because you've mevatlit it now.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
So I see. Yeah. So I think I agree with my Feingold. The pshat is that it's like a double safety kind of. So one, the bitl itself is not good enough, and the bdikah and biur is not good enough on its own. But together, both together, we're safe to assume that you'll be all right.
Just going back to one of the points before, what do we do if you might own some shares?
Yeah.
That have been invested. It's not like you know
a bond, kind of.
It's not like you know you own a bakery and then you obviously got an issue with it. But what if the shares buried away in some trust that's managed by someone?
Yeah.
You've got no idea.
Yeah. So that's it's a very common shaila, and lemaisa we will be discussing it later, Mishnah. But in a nutshell, the answer is it's not motzui. It's you're not over on it. Not with the rice, not even with the rabbon, because it's something with bali motzui needs to be, as the Gemara explained, something which is motzui, it's lecho, and something which is accessible for you, something which you can access, you can benefit. Same thing. It's such a suffix and it's so remote to you. It's only it's shares or some shares in its own right is a shaila. But even if you're going to be machmir the shares, something which is not accessible, but it's managed by somebody else, and you can't actually physically access it. It's not something you have. It's such a remote possession that it's mutter. Okay. Now. So this is really important, Abba. So this Mishnah Berurah is really the understanding why we've got to do Bdikas Chometz on one hand and Bittul Chometz on the other hand. Both are required. Okay, Sif Beis. Back to the actual Gzeirov Bdikas Chometz. So we learned the timings, and now we're learning that in terms of time, you've got to make sure also the following. Yizoel kolodom shelo yaschil b'shum melach. A person must be careful not to start any melach, any work, any proper sophisticated kind of activity. Melacha, meaning of a sophisticated activity. Velo yoichal, and you should not start eating. Achieved until you've started the bedikas chometz. Ve'afilu. And even, even if you've got a fixed time of learning, which you will never, which you always stick to, such as an 8 o'clock, you'll never miss. It's every day fixed the same time. You've got a chavusa that every day starts the same time. You may not go and learn that fixed learning time. Achieved until you've done the Bdikas Chometz. Why? Because we're concerned that perhaps because Bdikas Chometz has to be done at the right time, and you mustn't delay it. And not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us, let's just finish. And if you did start learning Miboy Joim before Nacht, before the Zman of Bdikas Chometz, and Tzochlafzik, you must not stop. So if you started in the half an hour, if you started before it was Nacht, you don't have to stop. But you shouldn't be starting once it's... once it's the time of Bdikas Chometz. V'yishoyim shetzerech lafsik, others disagree, and say, no, even if you did start before it was Nacht, nevertheless you must stop, v'chein yirelik, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Pasuk, and that's really the halacha. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, hey, three lines from the bottom, shul yaschil b'shum halacha, v'afilu, and even chatzi shor kodem hazman, even a half an hour before the zman, also, you may not start doing a melacha, a sophisticated, skilled activity, even a half an hour before Nacht, Dilma also lamshuche, because perhaps it's going to get delayed, it's going to get schlepped, it's going to take longer, and therefore you must. Vuadin similarly also to asulich nois lemerchatz. You may not go into the bathhouse. This is not referring to a shower. Often people ask about a shower, so shower wouldn't be included in that, because the lemerchatz is talking about the merchatzos, which was people didn't have the access to water like we've got nowadays. You used to go to a bathhouse, and that was quite an activity. It would take a long time, and if you're there, you'd Go and enjoy yourself already and spend a bit of time there. And that's what the mechatz is talking about. And that's not like a quick shower. And somebody who forgot to check by night, also by yom, couldn't be allowed to do all those activities and starting to learn, starting to eat, all those wouldn't be permitted in the morning until he actually does Bdikas Chometz, if he failed to do Bdikas Chometz by night. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, lo yoichal, you shouldn't eat. Now what about tasting something small? Not washing and sitting down properly, supper. No. Just a short bite of something. You just want to have a quick, let's say you want to have an apple before Bdikas Chometz. Okay, you came home from Maariv, and you're just really, really hungry, haven't eaten anything. And can you just have a quick apple? Just a quick, before you do Bdikas Chometz. We learned lo yoichal. Does that literally mean you must fast? Until the end of the Bdikas Chometz.
So it probably means you shouldn't sit down to have a meal.
So an apple would be okay. A quick snack would be fine. So indeed, Shulchan Aruch says lo yoichal, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nevov qualifies it bottom level lo yoichal. Have a te'ima ba'alma shari, but something small as te'ima ba'alma, just to taste something small is permitted. V'ayinu, pas, kebetza, even bread, shiva, kebetza, v'lo yoisa, but fruit, for instance, you'd be allowed to have an unlimited amount of fruit. Commercial kosavnu, as is explained in Sibn Rish Lamed Beis, and some Mishneh Berurah. However, in regards to fruit, the peres habe, when it comes to fruit, if you're having one little fruit, that's not a problem at all. But if you have lots of fruit, if you're having a whole fruit party, that wouldn't be right. But you could, if it's before the Zman Bdika, that you could have unlimited fruit. So if it's before the Zman, if it's like still half an hour before Bdika's Chometz, you can have as much fruit as you want. But if the time has actually come of Bdika's Chometz, just one little apple is fine, but don't go for a huge amount of fruit then either. Okay, what about learning the same as we're learning as well. Sifkot Zayin, lo yilmoit, gam bezeh ish oisin apachatzi ha-shom mekoidim. Similarly, we're learning. Not only you're not allowed to learn once the Zman Bdikas Chometz has started, but even a half an hour prior to that, you're not allowed to start learning, fixed learning, because maybe it's going to schlep out. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah does say over here, im lo shemvakesh le'echot shaskirenu k'sheovei ha-zman. If you're asking somebody to remind you, k'sheovei ha-zman, that would be fine. Now, you can have you can have somebody to remind you. Now I want to ask a question of you. I'm not sure. So again, Shulchan Aruch taught us earlier that you're not allowed to start a melacha, you're not allowed to start eating, you're not allowed to start learning. Once the Zman, that's the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when it's the Zman of Bdika. Yeah, before that, half an hour before that, we also learned it's not allowed. Shulchan Aruch says even half an hour before it, you're not allowed to start eating. You're not allowed to start doing an extended activity, you're not allowed to start learning. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, when it comes to learning, it's Sifkot Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to learning, here he tells us, you know, if you've got somebody who can remind you to stop learning, it's fine. You can ask somebody, remind me and I'll stop learning. He only says it here, and I wonder if this also applies with regards to eating as well. Say you're really hungry. You came home, you know, the whole day worked, you had so much work and you didn't have time to eat lunch even. You come home starving for Maariv, you came home. You want to do Bdikas Chometz. You want to do Bdikas Chometz properly. But you know that you're really hungry. And the only way you're going to do Bdikas Chometz properly, thoroughly, is if you start eating now something. Now we let you know how to start eating, but snack is not going to do. And I know a snack, you're right, snack, we learned, is fine. I'm not going to be satisfied with a snack. I want to sit down and eat something proper now. And I'm going to, otherwise I'll be hungry. Can I ask somebody to remind me? Because the Mishnah Berurah told us that you can ask somebody to remind you to stop learning. Does that also apply with regards to eating, yes or no? You can have a meal of peiros, although Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it so much. Once
when he says
Mishnah Berurah,
does he mean Zman?
Yeah. Zman Bdika.
So half an hour you could then start eating.
Yeah.
But half an hour after that, you can't eat anything.
So, you have lots of peiros.
Lots of peiros. Or whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't mean dafka peiros. It means.
Yeah, mistoma anything which is not. So the shayla is, I don't know, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know what you think.
No,
you don't think so?
That's what it's not mentioned there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think you have a challenge between learning and eating. Yeah. There is an Indian, but the shayla is if a hacker, if a shoima will help. That's my shayla. Obviously, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm also inclined to you that it doesn't work. But we're learning of it that the shoima works for learning. Does the shoima work for eating as well? Yep. Yep. Yeah. She's saying that you're not allowed to. She's saying that it should be besides that. There's also always an Indian. Yeah. Probably right. You're probably right that it's probably the wrong thing to do. You probably can't. So the suggestion would be like you're saying to have a bit of fruit. What that we'll have to do. What is it in number 10? Ah, levakish medamachet shloimet shaskirenu. That doesn't work. That's true as well. Yeah, chavayish shaskiren. I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So very good. Yeah, shloimet can only be somebody who's not learning himself because he wouldn't. Otherwise, he would need a shloimet in his own right. Yeah. It doesn't look like that's a problem. That makes a difference. We're always concerned. Maybe you're going to have that little bit more and that little bit more.
Often ask not. It's half an hour before the Dika's
comment. Yeah.
And I know it takes me 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it looks like he won't.
I've not got more food. I'm not going to put it on.
I don't know. What do you think?
No, it sounds like that's not allowed. But
yeah. It's only team about me, his mutter. Yeah. We come back. Yeah. The Mishnah also makes a distinction as to whether it's a halacha lemaisa shear, or if it's a pilpul. If it's pilpul and svaras and lomdas, it says that people are going to schlep out. Halacha lemaisa is brief to the point, kishmak, and people. But if it becomes pilpul, then there's more concern that people dilmos elam shuche. Right. Okay. Now the Mishnah Bosef cotton ches we're going to leave out. Because that speaks about Ma. I want to leave out this discussion for tomorrow. So let's just summarize what we learned this evening. So we discussed the ever so important Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis that tells us why both Bdika and Bia is required on the one hand and Bittel on the other hand. So what's the reason why Bittel itself is not enough? Why is that? If you just do bittul, what might happen?
You might not have.
You might not mean it. And secondly, you might end up eating it. So that's why bittul itself is not good enough. What about bdika? What about bdika and bil is not good enough? Because you might. You might suddenly end up finding something. So that's why chomim were matzich you, and you've got an obligation to do on both bdika and bil and bittul chometz. Okay, that's. Mishnah Berurah cotton base. Then we learned that once the Zman of Bdikas Chometz has come, you may not do three things. What are the three things? Yeah, not eat, not learn. And the first thing mentioned was not to do a melocha. Yeah, not only that, but even half an hour beforehand, you may not start. And if you did start, Shulchan Aruch says, you may continue. Ramah says, you may not continue. That's the halacha. What was the exception? What may you eat? What's the exception? What is permitted to eat? Te'ima be'alma. If it's only a little bit, that would be permitted. And that includes peiros as well. Right, and then we learned that a shoima helps for?
Learning.
For learning. Right. Okay, these are the topics covered this evening, and we'll speak about Ma'ariv tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, good evening.